NASA has held its first public meeting on the study of UFOs. A panel set up last year has been looking at data on unidentified anomalous phenomena, UAP, defined by NASA as observations of events in the sky that cannot be identified as aircraft or known natural phenomena from a scientific perspective. NASA's study is separate from the Pentagon's investigation, which has been studied by US intelligence officials. For decades, NASA had debunked the idea of UFO sightings. Frances McCarthy is with us. She's astronomer and education officer at Blackrock Castle Observatory in Cork. Frances, good morning. Thanks for taking our call again today. Tell us about this meeting. What happened?
So this is a set up committee, 16 experts from a variety of fields who have been tasked to produce a report which will be coming out in the summer. So as part of this structure of we're open and visible and you can see what we're doing, they held their first public meeting. They invited, it was broadcast out on NASA Live, you could pick it up as a stream, and for many hours watch people talking and discussing and debating the task that they've been given, which is not so much have we spotted something and what is it, but how can NASA's technology, how can human ways of sensing and exploring our universe tell us whether we're seeing some unidentified phenomena. It used to be, we're all familiar with UFOs, the preferred terminology was unidentified aerial phenomena with a P, and that then became a more general term, all right? So we're talking UFOs, aerial phenomena, anomalous phenomena. The public were invited to submit questions. They weren't going back in history and saying, this video that somebody took 20 years ago, we've determined what it is. But they did kind of give an overview of the state of how we're detecting things, what we're detecting, and what we might look for.
And did they give any examples of UAP sightings, Frances?
They gave a full example. So they had a researcher called Sean Kirkpatrick, and this is his field. And he said, OK, this is what we're looking. This is what we're finding. These are the 800 that we've spotted over the last 27 years, of which he reckoned 2-5% are something doing something that is a bit weird. He said almost everything is an aircraft. The height at which almost every observation is made is up at your 10 to 30,000 feet, which is where your commercial aircraft are. He said a lot of them are, the sensors are not picking up something clearly because what they're looking at is a long way away, and gave a perfect example of, here's three that were spotted by an American fighter pilot, but they're commercial aircraft. They're flying in formation because they're going from the same part of the US to the same part of Europe. So they're in similar flight paths. And the reason they looked funny was this: you couldn't tell how far they were. Is it, you know, it's the Father Ted moment. Is it a little cow up close or a big cow far away? If you don't know, you're going to perceive it differently. The entire committee are producing this report in the summer to pretty much say, this is the type of sensors we have. These are the types of things we can detect.
Okay.
And if we're going to look for techno signals, so more than the search for life, but the search for technological life, this is the kind of things we'll be able to find out.
Frances, we could talk about this for an awful lot longer, but
time
precludes us this morning, I'm afraid. That's Frances McCarthy speaking to us from the Blackrock Castle Observatory in Cork.